Starting with the latest health news, and what do we see here at the end of the year? We see recaps. We got to recap the whole year, but the most important articles of the year is what we'll cover right here. So what do we got? We got health and science news. Let's dive right into it, shall we? So we see that the calamansi fruit from the Philippines was found to be a powerful anti-cancer food. This is an article on naturalnews.com. It says the top 10 most important health stories of 2019. So I say something that could be anti-cancer potential and is growing in its studies, and we see that it's toxic to human breast cancer tumor cells. And we see that in the study they used the calamansi essential oil. But the fact that that happened is a great accomplishment. It just shows you that natural medicine does have some validations, especially in many studies. And that's just one fruit, for example. And I've covered different fruits in the past as well and their capabilities. So then we have here top 11 causes of cancer you may have never guessed. So they list some examples like drinking fluoridated tap water. You know that there's a lot of heavy metals in tap water, like fluoride. It goes down the drain, especially when you're using fluoride toothpaste. So you may say, oh, well, I'm not ingesting the toothpaste, but it is going into the water supply, which then gets recycled. So then consuming processed oils. What would that be? That would be the hydrogenated oils, particularly the omega-6 yellow seed oils, as I briefly cover in the Food World Order, a recent video that I posted about yellow and white foods as the need for light, as the only thing we grow here in the U.S. is soybean oil and corn, and we use that and we call those vegetable oils. So that would be along the lines of processed oils, especially since those are the type of fats that we don't want in our body. They're proven to cause things like heart attacks and heart disease, and that even goes to the lines of trans fats even. So then we have getting vaccines, because we know vaccines like the flu shot, for example, is made purely out of mercury and of course other ingredients, but the main ingredient, thimerosal, it says right there on the label, is mercury. So eating white foods like bread and rice, as I mentioned before, funny, and even failing to address stress, right? So addressing the other things in your life, not just the food that is affecting you, and that is going to be a great deal of impact on your health, since those things matter more to your health. Is am I in the right relationship? Am I in the right house to just simply keep me warm? Am I staying warm, not just, you know, while I sleep, even though the environment should be colder? You know, am I staying warm in the winter? Am I eating warming foods that ground me? If I'm a Vata body type, do I want to eat more warm foods, for example? Which, you know, I happen to be a Vata body type, so I tend to follow that doctrine, if you will. But keeping in mind the elements, right? We don't want heat as in the form of inflammation, but heat in other terms, like drinking warmer water, for example, may actually help with circulation, may actually help with digestion. So look into that. Then we see here, medical alert, hospitals are releasing deadly superbug fungi into the open air, colonizing the population with dangerous pathogens that have a 41% to 88% fertility rate. So what this means here, it says it's a silent pandemic that has been invading American hospitals in the form of Candida auris, a superbug fungus growing on IV lines and ventilators and pass to patients from healthcare workers in hospital gowns. It can kill those with a weakened immune system, and healthy people can carry and pass it without realizing it. And so that's something that we may see grow in the future, kind of like what you saw with Ebola, for example, or maybe even the Zika virus, right? The Zika virus, sorry, that was from mosquitoes. But there's a lot of diseases that grow simply in hospitals. I mean, you look at diseases like sepsis, for example, and different things that actually some doctors said, oh, well, we found a cure for that, but the hospitals don't always look into it. And using certain metals like a copper and gold and silver has been known to kill certain bacteria, and that's why colloidal silver, for example, is a powerful natural antibiotic, but hospitals don't use that either. So, you know, it's very interesting to know. I don't know if that will be able to kill the superbug, but we see that a lot of our antibiotics are becoming kind of useless in defense for these superbugs, because those superbugs arose out of the overuse of antibiotics, of the bacteria becoming stronger than the treatments that we're using on the body. So it just shows you the power of nature. Milk thistle fights OCD, hepatitis C, cancer, rosacea, inflammation, and more. So it says we can fight obsessive compulsive disorder, and it's just as effective as the popular treatment fluoxetine. And that's just incredible. So that's milk thistle. It's an herb that you can get, you can get that as a supplement. Obviously, it's always best to get it if it's fresh, but I mean, if you're in America, these things are not always of easy gain. You may look to Amazon, but do you even want to support a big corporation like that? And can you trust, the quality that it is? So just try to be careful if you do seek out these herbs, that it's not grown in China, if you don't want contamination, and that it comes from a good source. In fact, I actually have a link below because I know a source that is connected to this website, actually, the Health Rangers store, because they have their own lab where they lab test superfoods for heavy metals. And I'm not trying to plug it, I'm just saying that a lot of herbs that people take, they don't know how much heavy metals they're consuming within all these superfoods, especially since they're so potent, they just grasp everything in their environment. So then we see here, don't be so quick to throw away papaya seeds. They offer a surprising number of health benefits. So when it comes to papaya, you don't want to buy a GMO. Okay, just be aware of that. I believe if you get them from Hawaii, it's a better source. I'm not sure on that. You might want to look that one up. I know Food Babe has a good article on that, but it says their seeds, if you can get past the taste, they have really good properties for you. So yeah, maybe seeds can be a little bit more bitter, but that's kind of funny because you see people like Edward Griffin, for example, who talks about B17 and how that vitamin has been missing, and it's a potential cancer cure, and that's the bitter component in a lot of seeds and different fruits. And you see like how the banana plant has changed from this smaller plant to this bigger, more sweeter plant. Everything's becoming sweeter and bigger. You ever wonder why the watermelons are so big and this is so big? It's like, what's going on here? So something to keep in mind, bitter is a good taste in many cases. And if you think about the most bitter of foods, you're talking greens, very good for you. Maybe you're looking at cacao powder, and it's pure raw form of chocolate. It is extremely bitter, which is why people tend to choose milk chocolate, which is not really healthy at all, even though dark chocolate is actually really healthy. So just something to think about, is the bitter foods really good for me? So then we have here the top 10 immune system killers of all time. Everything from antibiotics and vaccines to GMOs and fluoride. Fluoride is a heavy metal again, and it bypasses chemicals in the brain. It acts as minerals in the body, so therefore it's going to get into certain areas of the body where it shouldn't be. And it says, don't miss the warning about antibacterial detergents, body washes, toothpaste, and hand sanitizers, which contain immune system and good bacteria destroying triclosan. So triclosan was something I believe the FDA recently cracked down on, but I believe there's still a lot more products with triclosan. I remember reading a report about triclosan and how they found it basically didn't even kill germs to begin with. It was basically useless. So they put this in soaps and stuff, and it only hurt people more than it did any good. I mean, as most soaps do, in fact, because you're suppressing your immune system from learning from these different strains to become stronger for themselves. But it depends on how you look at it, right? Because you don't want to be exposed to foreign strains that are going to breach upon your immune system. At the same time, you want your immune system to be stronger. Triclosan is one of those chemicals that's like, why not just use alcohol? Well, clearly it's a cheaper alternative for the industry. So then we have here Monsanto and Bayer, because they're one and the same, they bought each other out, faces financial annihilation after third court lost $2 billion in damages stemming from residential use of Roundup, which is glyphosate, the weed killer. It says there's more than 13,000 similar suits. You know that the World Health Organization clarifies Roundup, glyphosate, as potentially carcinogenic, which means it potentially causes cancer. And you know, with all these things that cause cancer, speaking of a cancer cure, it's like, well, it would help to just get rid of all the things that do cause cancer. And if they don't even cause cancer, we have a cure to so-called cancer, one cure, which doesn't make sense either. What about all the other issues you would get? Because you can't bet out, cancer is some people prefer to say it's the common cold, where others it's like, oh, it's very complex. It's something that needs to be heavily invested in it. And also it depends on like the stage of the cancer for treatment in that regards. But of course, consult your physician Right, so latest Roundup test confirms that Cheerios and other children's cereals are contaminated with Roundup, which is that same weed killer that has all of these lawsuits. And, you know, it says oats here, and I highlighted oats because oats tend to be very high in glyphosate, and I believe there was even a report saying that if you microwave oats or, you know, grain products with glyphosate, the glyphosate dosage, the toxicity increases. And, you know, these are some things to pay attention to. I don't know if it's entirely true, but something to be aware of. Why do we even need these chemicals in our foods in the first place, especially since they're from the same companies that create a lot of war chemicals and bombs alike? So then we have here, elderberries are more effective than vaccines at protecting you against colds and flu. So they says it works faster than meds like Tamiflu. So there has been several studies about this, and I've actually did a recent, I know one of my past videos, I talked about how the media was like, that's not true, that's not true. And they made a lot of claims about it. I believe it's on here that I posted it. But yeah, elderberries is something that has gotten really trendy lately online. And I know that you can take elderberry syrup, for example, and it's kind of like a cough syrup in a way. So it's something to look into. I don't think anybody could deny the healing components in elderberries, like the vitamin C, for example. Just the simple vitamins we know are very powerful within themselves. So it's hard to say, well, oh no, it doesn't at all. Or, you know, saying it's an alternative to the flu, you know, vaccine, stuff like that. That's what gets the media all upset, because they really want to make sure you get that flu shot, right? So then they say, next article here, breaking tech giants to censor all healthy living content that promotes nutrition, organics, clean water, clean vaccines, or anti-cancer foods. I'm going to go into this in depth in another video. It's going to go over so much. It's unbelievable about the censorship of natural health and natural health communities in my channel too. If you're watching this, thank you for watching. I mean, because I don't know how many people, you know, get to really see my content. I bet I'm already delisted on a lot of things. I saw my channel up there for a while, and then all of a sudden it just disappeared, and my views started going down much more. I don't know. But frankly, I'm getting a lot more views on other sites like Brighteon and BitChute. So it's really suspicious to me. Even though I know less people are posting there and more people look for that type of content, I guess you can say, YouTube, I would expect, since it's the platform everyone uses, they would find it, especially when I put tags, literally so many in the description and in the tag section, and I try my best. And lately I've been trying to be a little bit better on those tag words, because you'll see why they actually don't let certain tags, like cancer cures, you're not allowed to put that in a YouTube video, otherwise you'll be off the recommended, you'll be off the search results. Ridiculous. And so Facebook also deleted Natural News, not just YouTube. And so that's the where we're reading this whole article is on Natural News, which they've been taken off of YouTube. So who's going to speak up for them? You know, it's got to be somebody. So, I'm out here doing it, but somebody's got to do it. And it's not just Facebook. You know, you see places like Spotify for InfoWars. You see, it's like, really, Spotify? But yeah, that's what it's come down to, is all these people work with one and the same. And it's sad to see what's happening.